I got involved with Welling Thaliums through an advert in the Welling Times saying that they were looking for young men for their production of West Side Story. Yeah. Yes, that's November 1966. That was my first introduction to operatics.
Right.
Society. And that was my first production, and that got me hooked on the singing, dancing and acting, really. Whether I'm playing a lead in the front like I used to, or I'm in the back row of the chorus, which I am mostly now, I'm there. So in that particular time, well, in Thalians, they had a choral group which belonged to Millie Thompson used to run. There was also a drama group involved, which was Marjorie Coles, Anne Butterworth, used to put on productions at the Barn Theatre, you know, under the name of Welling Thalians, that was. But they, those productions, the plays, were done at the Barn Theatre. And then also, of course, Millie Thompson used to produce Gilbert and Sullivan's and what we used to call variety shows at the Barn Theatre, as well as the major production which was done at the Embassy. Those sort of four things were all running at the same time in those days. It was quite a big membership, so they could keep everybody happy. So that there was a lot going on when I first joined. And I got involved with most of what was going on because, again, there's like a shortage of men, isn't there? You're a man, we need you, we want you. So I was involved with quite a lot, actually, from West Side Story onwards. Your first memory, which stays with you, of course, was West Side Story, which got you hooked. Because, you know, I mean, there's nothing like a show like that for young people, or when you've got energy, and the music was so powerful. They were a great crowd to work with, you know, really. It's like a big youth club.
Yes.
Really, weren't they? But, I mean, there was some talent as well. I mean, they were talented youngsters. In fact, they sort of came into the Thalians because they weren't, well, I don't believe there were that many of the sort of stalwarts Thalians in it, because it was all youngsters, you see.
Yeah. But
they desperately needed.
Yes.
They did,
yes.
You know, and I think they did that show basically to get, you know, younger people into the society, and some did stay.
Mm.
And of course, we always did an American or a modern musical, more modern musical, in the autumn, and in the spring we used to do Gilbert and Sullivan, which really, I mean, they started off at the Barn. We used to do them at the Barn.
So the rehearsals, where were
they? Well, it was in Lawrence Hall when I first joined, which was next to Applecroft School, which literally was like a mission hut, and I think it was used as a, during the war, wasn't it, for dental surgery and medical centre.
Yes.
It had lots of different purposes before we took it on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we took it on the understanding that the council, there was a peppercorn rent, I think, but they wouldn't do anything to the building. So, of course, over the years, it just deteriorated, and they needed the land, of course, to build
it on. It reached the point where it was about to fall down, I suppose.
Well, I think to say, yeah, I think you're dead right there. It was structurally very bad, and although it was like home, don't always notice things in your own. But I mean, the toilet facilities and that sort of thing were very, very basic, I'm afraid. And they were
Victorian, I think.
I think the Victorian is probably the right word, but you know, it was full of memories. I think that's the point, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the memories that hold it all together. And, you know, I can still remember it very clearly. I can remember the, you know, the way the floor was sort of moving up out. The roots of the trees were pushing the floorboards up and all this sort of thing. But we danced around it, you know.
Yeah.
But no, it probably was very unsafe. But, yeah, it was a wrench to leave it. But we were lucky because the Trades and Labour Club became vacant opposite the B&Q, didn't it? And they allowed us to use that hall for our rehearsal room, which we use now, of course. Singing rehearsals, you start off.
Right.
So we start in sort of June, July, and we'll have a break in August. So you start off with singing rehearsal, so you learn the music, hopefully, and then you've got August to try and learn the words in, and then you start floor work in September, and then this production this year is going on, I think it's the is it the last week of November, or, you know, round about the last week of November. But it's Mondays and Thursdays and some Sundays. But you're not always required for every rehearsal, of course, you know. And then when we finished, obviously, they wanted to alter the premises down there. So the cinema no longer existed.
Yeah.
So we had everybody vacate, and of course they built Campus West.
Yes.
Campus West. Ah, now, that's right. And we opened that one with The Boyfriend.
So what part did you play in The Boyfriend then?
Bobby Van Heusen. And Angela Dunham played opposite me, and read a wonderful crypt about our Charleston. I remember that. I've got it written down somewhere, but yeah, our Charleston did seem to impress the person that came to do the review of it. So that's Andrew and myself. He said, we could move. That's it, because Ricky Cox was in that production as well, and I remember him being in that. And then when that started off, in, you know, that was The Boyfriend. To open up, they asked us to do a very quick... We didn't have many months to do it in. You know, they asked the chairman if he could put on a production, and the producer said she would do The Boyfriend, and did it quickly, and just to open up Campus West.